Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, small, S-M-A-L-L. Date of birth is 12/31/1949. Today is 2/19. This is a, seventy-six-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with history of prostate cancer. His prostate cancer is wildly metastasized. He, to the lungs, bone, liver, and soft tissue. He has numerous soft tissue tissue nodules noted today. He's lost tremendous amount of weight. He's gone from 50 to 60 pounds. He also suffers from respiratory failure, O2 dependency, chronic Foley catheter, COPD, diabetes. His MAC is down to 24.5. He has tremendous muscle wasting. He has a bilateral pedal edema, 2+, related to protein calorie malnutrition, and a stage 3 decubitus ulcer. The last time he ate was over 10 days ago, period. He's making scant amount of urine. His PPS has dropped down to 20%. He's arousable to deep stimuli and does not like to be turned. He screams when nurses go to turn him. His pain is controlled with both morphine and PO medication. His wife has been concerned about his medication and how much medication to give, but she's doing much better. She's not afraid. She says to give him morphine to keep him comfortable. She knows the signs of pain, and she's following she's controlling that with oxycodone, morphine, and Flexeril. At this time, she has to crush his medication. And he drinks from time to time. He ate a few bites of ice cream on Valentine's Day. Otherwise, he hasn't had any food to eat, as I mentioned. Period. He used to be a warehouse manager. Him and his wife have been together for 12 years. He had 3 kids, and wife has kids from previous marriages. Period. Heavy ETOH or cigarettes in the past. Period. In conclusion, Mr. Small is dying of metastatic prostate cancer. His pain is controlled. He has new nodules that pop up on his soft tissue, severe protein calorie malnutrition, pedal edema, both related to protein calorie malnutrition, cannot rule out DVT. He also has O2 dependency. He's O2 sets, 98% on 4 liters with a pulse of 120, his blood pressure 119/93. His wife knows that he has days to live. Overall prognosis remains poor. We went over his medication, and I tried to console her regarding the fact that she's doing the right thing by giving him the pain medication to keep him comfortable, and he appears to be comfortable at this time. Overall prognosis is poor, most likely has a few days to live. Death is imminent. Continue with O2, continue with pain meds, continue with comfort measures. Patient, of course, is bedbound and sleeping at least 20 to 22 hours a day. Thank you.